Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. Let's get started with our Faith in the Morning confession. You can find it in the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, the description, social media. It's so important to say what God says about us because our words direct our life. So go ahead and say with me, say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it. So I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Once again, thank you for joining me today. However you're streaming, however you're part, I'm so glad that you're starting your day with faith in the morning.
Oh, foolish Galatians, who has tricked you? Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? But for whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want you to learn from me. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Did you receive the Holy Ghost because you kept the law? Or did you receive him because you believe what the word said? Verse 3, are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? You got born again by hearing the word and believing it. You didn't get born again by keeping the law, by all the good things you did. You got born again because you heard the goodness and the love of Jesus and you decided to believe it. So what makes you think you'll get to where you're going by all the good things you can do? How are you gonna get to the next level? By how hard you work or by you believing what God said? Because your faith needs to empower your works. You must have faith in the power of the Holy Ghost, not faith in what your ability can do. If you really want to go to the next level, your faith has to be in the anointing of God on your life. Because he doesn't do miracles because you kept the law. He does miracles because you believe. Say, I am a miracle. Go to Psalms 77. Some of you are saying, well, I got all these habits. I got all this stuff. You're a miracle. He ain't done with you yet. So put down that weed. You may say, well, Pastor, why do you keep talking about weed? Because I know a lot of people who smoke it. But the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I'm going to keep saying it, and somebody's going to grab us. Wait a minute. I don't got to smoke weed no more. Because faith hits your heart. Because you didn't start by the works of the law. And you're not going to finish by the works of the law. You're going to finish by believing that Jesus can do in your life exactly what he said. Because you're a miracle. Whatever you're saved by, you live by. You are saved by grace through faith. You live by grace through faith. It was a miracle when you were born again, so you should expect a miracle every single day. Psalm 77, verse 14 says, you are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among the peoples. He said, well, for God to turn my life around would be a miracle. Well, get ready for a miracle. For me to really be able to live in the life, man, that would be wonderful. Well, get ready for a wonder. He is the God who does miracles. He is the God who does wonders. So you have to get ready for it. If what you're believing for actually happened, my question to you today, are you ready to receive your miracle? Because we love to say, I receive it in church, but if it actually showed up, do you got somewhere to put it? Let's be an example. If you were believing God for an airplane, do you even have a hangar? Do you even know where to call to get one? Whatever you're believing for and expecting, you got to prepare to receive it. Oh, Pastor, I'm not ready for a plane, but a car. Well, do you know how much insurance costs?
Thank you for streaming Faith in the Morning. Know that something good is going to happen to you. Expect miracles. Make sure you read today's newsletter. We love you so much. God bless.